back. Get some snacks, drink some water. Hit me back. What's up, y'all? The illusion is collapsing all around us. What's up, everybody in the chat? We in here. This, you say you out here from East LA? Whoa, shit. I ain't know using East LA, Rafi. You Mexican? And I ask that with respect. I don't know any brother that live in East LA, not even back in the 80s. Or you go to East LA, or you go to LA College, LA City College. But yeah. But anyway, like one thing about being from LA, man, like you only, like you grew up in South Central, you never go to East LA. I say you black and Apache. See, yeah, we never go to East LA for nothing. East LA College was the closest college to me. I chose to go to Cal State Northridge. East LA would have been a 20-minute drive. 25 minutes, 20 minutes. And I said, fuck that. I'm going to Cal State Northridge. No. I'm going to East LA for I don't go to USC General Hospital. And then but I've always been like, I remember back in like 94, some my church bus, 90, you know, it's like 91. We was on our way to youth camp at church. And our bus, we were the church, right? Our bus got broken down in East LA. And it was a Mexican dude that walked down the street. And he was like, why don't you guys go to your own neighborhood? And it's back in 91 when it wasn't, in the, when like blacks and Mexicans lived on different sides of town. We didn't really live in the same. It was like, what? But that shit was crazy. But it was so many goddamn gangsters at my church, that could have been a problem. I just started going to East LA recently, like doing comedy. I'd be doing comedy over there now and again. That's about it. But anyway, let's get into what we're talking about. Welcome, chat room. Thank y'all for joining. People that have been here, so let's get right into it out of respect for y'all time. Because I got a lot to say. If I didn't say what's up to you, it's not because I don't fuck with you. It's because we got to get to the word of the day. So anyway, the lie is crumbling. Are people now seeing through the BS? I'm talking about this for a few reasons, because it's like more and more every day, something happens, it seems like, every day to make us see through the BS every day, a little bit more. And this past week has been no different. You got the whole situation with, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but Hermes and all those designer brands that all them Atlanta housewives be thinking that make them something special. Come to find out, which anybody would already knew, but it got exposed that they get their stuff made in China. It's like $10,000 bags getting made in China, and they're advertising like European and Italian leather, but it's African leather made in China, and these are bags selling for 10 grand that they're making in China for like 50 bucks. And then from China, they ship it to France or Italy, and they put their little bullshit-ass logo on it and then say it's made in Italy, made in France. I ain't never seen a factory in France, but that excuse my ignorance. So I guess, you know, that makes it a difference for certain. Because you know how the lie goes. The lie is Europe is the standard of excellence. That's the worldwide lie. That's why people from India are trying to go to Europe. People from Africa trying to go to Europe. Caribbean trying to go to Europe. You know, that's why white folks from America always talk about Europe, 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 Europe. They tell you everything about Europe except for the fact that all of those fashion standards in Europe were standards of the Moors who were black. Ziryab, does that name ring a bell? Al-Andalus, 9th century AD, look him up. Ziryab, father of fashion in Europe and music. He taught them motherfuckers how to cut bangs in their head because they used to wear their hair all down here. Ziryab's wife came and was like, nah, put them bangs in. And they've been wearing them bangs all the way through the Beatles. They tell you everything about Europe because they tell you Italian loafers or alligators. How in the hell did the alligators get to Italy? They'll never tell you that part. Italian loafers are the standard of goddamn shoes with ostrich skins and alligator skins. And it ain't no ostrich or no alligator skins native to Italy. But then, when they tell you about Italy, they don't tell you Rome was a metropolitan society with black rulership too. And another thing they don't tell you, they never tell you about the Etruscan society that Rome was built off of. Go look up the Etruscans. They got them statues of like Andre 3000 when he started wearing all them weird ass clothes. Go look up the Etruscans. Those were the people that Rome was built off of, and them was all niggas. Rome was metropolitan, and the white folks, for the most part, were on the outskirts of society. You know, those olive-skinned folks. But that was the first. So they lie to you about Europe and where Europe gets its culture and heritage from, and then they tell you Europe is a standard of beauty, the standard of fashion, the standard of culture, only to come and find out in real time, hey, your European culture is now made in China. So, yeah, they're the Italians, nigga. The Italians. So make sure y'all hit the like button and the share button. So, but now, but if you go look up, I found that on Tisa Tell's channel. And if you go watch her channel on the whole thing, at the end of her video, they showed the manufacturers in China. You could order all this Hermes, all this whatever. I don't even know the names of that fancy shit. You know, I'm such a simpleton ass nigga. If anything, I know whatever white I got in me, I know that that shit shows itself to the way I dress. I can wear the same goddamn hoodie and jeans 7 days a week if I want to, because I don't get into all that fashion shit. You know, and 2/3 of the dudes that I know that are all the way into that fashion shit, they look like they be all the way into some other shit too, but I ain't talking about that. I'm a retrosexual, nigga. I'm simple when it comes out. I can't tell you a Hermes from a Herman Munster. I don't know the fucking difference. I don't know the difference, you know, goddamn Gucci and, I know Tommy Hilfiger. I don't even know. It's red, white, and blue and Gucci and, I don't know. That shit's stupid to me. But if you are of the diamond suite, if you're an eight of diamonds, if your birthday was yesterday, you know, if you're an eight of diamonds, if you're a 10 of diamonds, you're probably into all that shit. You know, that's why to each his own. You're an ace of hearts. You a seven of hearts. You gotta be shining. You know, eight of hearts, most eight cards. People who have an eight, y'all niggas gotta, y'all some shining motherfuckers, you know? Any queen card, queen of hearts, queen of diamonds, you motherfuckers definitely some materialistic ass niggas. But everybody's here to play their own cards off, so I'm not here to judge. But I digress. Let's get back to the subject at hand before I go off and talking about too deep into the cards. We're talking about this lie that's crumbling. You know? And so we seeing that we've all understood that this whole pyramid scheme, same with Nikes and all that stuff. You know, we've all understood it, but like, it's like now, not only are we seeing it, we're literally like, if you go to Tisa Tells' video where she talks about this, they're literally giving you the factories where the shit's made to where you can order direct. And that tariff won't mean shit relative to what they charging you. You mean it? Y'all get that same $1,500 bag or $15,000 bag for $500 and get it directly through China, pay a little bullshit ass tariff, and you still save 95% of your coin. And you can buy them labels too. A lot of them labels are made in China. You can buy the shit, buy the label, and put the motherfucker on yourself. Shit. If you into that, save your money. What's up, Eddie Floyd? You dig? So, that's what we're here talking about today. The bullshit is coming through. You dig? And if you also ask, if you have a card question, just go to my website, breakthroughcards.com, and you can find your birthday or whatever card you want if you just scroll down. All right? April 15th is a Six of Diamonds, tax day. The day everything comes due. That's why I tell you, if I do a reading and you get a Six of Diamonds in your spread, I say that's when, okay, whatever shit you put out, it comes back. And that's how I was able to call Diddy had going to court a month before the whole situation of him getting the whole Cassie situation came out. If you're part of this channel in 2023, you saw me call the Diddy situation before it happened. And that's only because he had a Six of Diamonds in his point in his car spread. That means whatever you was doing in the dark, good, positive, bad, or indifferent is going to come to the light. And that's what tax day represents, the Six of Diamonds. Those people are fair. Those people, at the same time, can. Downside of Six of Diamonds is you tend to take on other people's burdens. So if you take on other people's burdens, that's where your that side of you hurts you. But if you learn not to take on other people's burdens and just be just and be honest, that's where things work out great. Stevie Wonder's a Six of Diamonds, and so is Smokey Robinson. All right? But anyway, let's get back into what the fuck we talking about. So on a social end, you got them bullshit-ass Hermes bags and fancy European bags getting exposed for what they are. Then you got, on the sports tip, you got this sissy ass LaBarbie. We've been telling y'all, dog. We've been telling y'all. Look, the game is big. I don't care how you niggas feel. I get somebody say, "Dude, I wish you would stop hating." Shut up. I'll never listen to something. If you think you're gonna inbox me and say, "Dude, why are you hating?" That's gonna let me know that you ain't listened to a word the fuck I said, and that's gonna make me not like you. Cause you fucking weird. You ain't listening to what the fuck I'm saying. Every athlete, every TV star, every sports person, every movie star, every singer, all these people that are pushed out in front of us, the people that the mainstream back the most, there's a major agenda attached. And I've been saying on this channel for a long time, the LeBron James era is coincides with the Drake era. I call it the LeBron James, Drake, soft boy, weak nigga, powder puff, male vanguards. I've been saying this for a long time. Drake, LeBron, same thing. And how do I call that? I also said, you know, in the religious, they got you niggas worshiping. You know, and he's somebody that black men have a stronger, too many black men have a stronger emotional connection to than our own women and children. Evidence is why I say that. Major situation happens. Sandra Bland, Rekia Boyd, there's a response. But if you say LeBron James is the second greatest player of all time, these niggas are ready to fight and hiss.
You're hating.
He's the vanguard of the soft boy era. Back in the day, when we used to talk sports, we can disagree and it wasn't hate. It was, man, you like Isaiah Thomas or Jordan? Well, fuck you then. It was something like, it was still manly. Like, and then you go on to talking about something else. Or don't let a bad chick walk by with a fat ass, Jordan, Isaiah Thomas conversation's over with. Because look at that. You niggas these days will ignore a fat ass walking by to huff and puff over who the greatest player is. Things done changed. And I thought Jordan fans are bad because Jordan fans, they're terrible too. No lie, Jordan fans, they act like this nigga was infallible. They've narrowed his whole career down to 6 years. They don't even talk about when Shaq smacked them around 95. Get over here, nigga. They don't even replay that shit when the niggas played against Penny Hardaway and prime Jordan was like, They don't acknowledge 3 years in a row, Isaiah Thomas said, come here, Mike. Niggas, that. Y'all act like Sidney Moncrief didn't put a foot all up in that nigga's ass. Y'all bad too, so don't put it all. But y'all not sissified like LeBron fans, LeBron sexuals. Y'all not sissified like them. These niggas are on a whole new level. So, talking about the lie and exposure and things coming out, when it comes to this LeBron thing, they straight up gave this nigga a Barbie doll. They not even hiding it no more, y'all. They didn't give him an action figure. Somebody said that was young Jordan. Well, young Magic beat up a prime Dr. J as a rookie. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Well, Jordan was young. No. 3 times to the same team? I don't want to hear it. That's right. Larry said, I don't defend millionaires at all. Right. But they didn't give LeBron, they didn't give even Jordan fans, as weak as they are, I don't think Jordan fans will ever buy a fucking doll. They didn't give him a G.I. Joe. They didn't give him none of that. They gave him a Barbie doll. Brother, they gave that man a Barbie doll. Speaking about the lies, talking about, you know, the exposure of what's really going on, they not even playing. They said, we believe you niggas are so soft, we gonna give you a Barbie doll. And I'm not, and this isn't even talking about gay people, it's saying, a lot of these dudes they ain't gay. They got families and everything. I ain't calling y'all gay or nothing like that. But I'm just saying the way y'all worship this man is sickening. And look at this right here. I saw this shit yesterday. I put it up on my Facebook. This is what some people did in LA yesterday. See this shit? They clap it on beat. If you want to make the world a better place, take a look at the sky and say yes. Hey. if that ain't the softest shit I'd have never seen in goddamn sports. No, this wasn't AI. This is real life. Look at this. This is cringe. Even the people standing in line for the Barbie doll are looking at them like they fools. Even the people in line, you got people in line waiting to buy their own Barbie, but they're looking at this dude like, what? We got a lot going on in black society, and this is where the men are focused on. Not even Jordan fans are this bad. This, I said it because, I've been saying it, and it's coming out now. Larry, how long I've been saying this shit about LeBron? Because you remember, I was in Cleveland the year after he left. I appreciate the Cash App, Lloyd Hinton. And I was able to hear from directly from the people that worked with the Cavs what was really going on. And I was like, man. But when I talk about the pussification of the NBA, it started when that super team hit. When they, but a little before that, because in like 2007, 2006, they were saying, no more hero ball. We're going to share. And it became this old soft NBA play two ball with the ladies and the men on the court at the same time. And no more. That's when they started really shitting on Allen Iverson. They were shitting on Kobe back. This is this the two seasons before he won that championship with against the Orlando Magic. 07, 06, 08, the media was in Kobe Bryant's ass. I remember Kobe. You know, even when the Gasol trade happened, all Kobe said was, we got some bullets, and they went. They was going in on Kobe. They was going in on Iverson. They kicked, and this for the basketball heads, all right? And I'm going to get to the next topic in a little bit, but this part here is for the basketball heads, not you weak-ass niggas that look at stats. I'm talking to the basketball heads. At that same time, they kicked Stephon Marbury basically out of the NBA, and he went to China and changed and became more popular in China than Yao Ming. But at the same time, your alpha black athletes, they were really having a media blitz against them. They shit on Rasheed Wallace every chance they got. And they really, as much as I hate to say it because these Pistons beat my Lakers, they really did change rules because what the Pistons were doing with them niggas up in Detroit, they really had to soften and, you know, move a lot of the rules, the change rules, the hand checking, a lot of the freedom of motion. They did things to really target the Pistons. And anybody that was black, and this was post the brawl in the palace, when that Malice in the Palace happened, chat room, help me with the year with that. I think that was 2004. I think the Malice in the Palace was 2004 or 03. It was one of those two, either three or four. When that happened, that happened like the same year as Kobe in Colorado. When that happened, any kind of alpha black nigga, they basically, 04, yeah. 04, that was the same year as Kobe shit. Kobe was 03, Malice in the Palace 04. David Stern goes on to alert. And they really changed the complexion of the NBA. Because before that, they celebrated Jordan and his alpha. They celebrated the alpha Magic. They celebrated the alpha Shaq. Hell, they celebrated alpha Kobe. They celebrated Kobe. When remember, they were calling Kobe the next. They were saying, go back and watch the first NBA Finals of the Lakers and the Indiana Pacers in 2000 when Kobe was 21 years old. They were saying Kobe was better than Jordan then. Let's go back and use our memories. Before the Colorado situation happened, they were calling Kobe possibly better than Jordan in 2001. NBC, when they had it. Mike Fratello and them, Skipper Jones and Snapper Jones. For those who remember Snapper Jones. they was calling Kobe possibly better than Jordan then. But then Colorado happened. And then the Malice in the Palace happened. NBA, what was the year that David Stern changed the dress code? 02? Or when they changed the dress code? 02 or 03? All that's in that same time when the NBA dress code changed. When they had to start wearing suits. 02. See? This is why any of you niggas that come around and want to use the word hating when I talk about basketball, nigga, your memory ain't as good as mine. You don't know what the fuck you talking about, nigga. I gave basketball one of my knees. I gave one of my knees, I got a surgery from football. The other one I got from basketball. Basketball got one of my fucking knees, y'all. Shit. Don't talk to me about no goddamn hoop, nigga. But anyway, that's when they started switching from celebrating alphas to really pushing this beta male bullshit. And coincidentally, that was the same year that the beta LeBron got drafted. Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and probably the second or third greatest draft in the NBA. The four greatest drafts in the NBA history is 1960, 1984, that's Barkley, Olajuwon Jordan, 1996, Kobe, Nash, Paul Pierce, no, Robin, not Paul Pierce, he was 97, Ray Allen, Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury, and 03, the 03 draft, that's LeBron, Wade, Bosh, Carmelo. Greatest drafts of all time. And in this generation, you got Beta Bron and Alpha Melo. And somewhere in the middle, Dwayne Wade. And Dwayne Wade plays like an alpha, but doesn't act like one. And Carmelo had the better rookie season. He got his team to the playoffs in the West. LeBron didn't get his team to the playoffs in a worse East, but LeBron got the rookie of the year because it was all scripted. All LeBron had to do was play 82 games, he was getting MVP. Because after Colorado, the NBA needed somebody new to be the alpha face of the league because they understand the minute a black man gets accused of something like that, he's always guilty in the minds of 90% of white society. All it takes is a black man to be accused to be guilty in the minds of 90, 95% of white society. So they couldn't push Kobe anymore like that. So here comes LeBron. But they marginalized and sort of played Carmelo Anthony to the side. But then Dwayne Wade went ahead and won that championship and fucked everything up. You know, LeBron James has a team, but he can't, you know, as long as he's front running, building stats. But when there's 6 minutes left in the game and it's my star versus your star, LeBron James crumbled year in and year out. And they really pushed it. And then when that Steph Curry generation came in, Durant, that second generation right after LeBron, when they came in, they really started pushing that share the ball, let's everybody be friends. And then they had the situation with the big three. You know, according to Dwayne Wade, they saw Kobe win his fifth with Gasol. And that's when he got on the phone with LeBron, like, man, he got five. We know, and then they decided to do that fuck shit, where three people in the same draft class got together as free agents. And LeBron James literally did some beta shit. He left his kingdom to go join another nigga's kingdom. You have never seen nothing like that happen before in the past. Like, think about this shit. Could you imagine KC leaving Jodeci because they wouldn't win a Grammy? And if KC left Jodeci and joined Boyz II Men, could you imagine that? KC and Boyz II Men and Jodeci competing, 91, 92, Motown, Philly. You know, can you imagine when End of the Road came out, KC was like, man, we can't do it, man. I'm gonna join Boyz II Men, man. We gonna do that. No, nigga, that would never happen. So the most beta move of all time, you seen that shit happen. And when the NBA pushed that, and you saw everyone forgive it, that was when it was like, oh yeah. That's like, oh yeah. They're really pushing this beta shit. They're really pushing this beta shit real hard. And my point of view on that was, you know, let's use sports, because black people, black men are so tuned into sports. Let's use that to soften these niggas up. Because they're already softening us up on TV. I was watching that movie Civil War the other day. Every person that got killed when the movie first started was black. The black dude and the toughest black person in that movie was a black woman. You know what I mean? They are, or we either some weird ass fucking fake ass homo thug acting tough and not really tough. And we act tough around everybody black except for a white person. Or we just straight up beta males and on TV. Or we just fat out, you know, whatever else. And so somebody said, are you saying it wasn't about the money? What are you talking about? Just listen. Everything's about the money. If you got to be reminded it's about the money, then you slow. I should never have to keep saying it's about the money. Everything in America is about money. But nothing is about one thing. Everything has multiple levels and multiple meanings. Nothing has one. No one thing is done for one particular purpose. It's always about money on a certain level. We speak it on a different level. If you don't know it's about money, then I can't help you. We should not have to always remind people to. That's like people that be like, yo, man. That's like walking outside in July, you in Florida, and everybody like, now you know we is July 30th in Florida. Now you know it's going to be hot out there, right? Nigga, yes. We fucking Florida in July. We know it. All right, back to what we're talking about. So, and hey, Antonio. If you don't like me talking about LeBron James, get the fuck out of here then. I talk about everybody. I talk about Jay-Z. I talk about LeBron. I talk about Obama. I talk about people who are used as figureheads for black society that you dumb niggas blindly follow. Okay? We talk about the people that white society uses to make moves for you niggas to follow. That's why Jay-Z can say, we're done kneeling, and guess what? Niggas go back to watching football. That's why LeBron James, when the shit was happening with the George Floyd riots in the summer of 2020, black people have gotten on cold. We burning this bitch up. We getting what we want. Sport, it was no sport. All it took was 2 months with no sports. Niggas got their minds right. And what did Patrick Beverly say when it came time to the NBA? If LeBron said no, it wouldn't have been no season. LeBron said, yeah, I think we're past it. Let's get back to playing basketball. And the minute basketball started again, you niggas went back to being distracted and not focused on some real shit. That's what all this shit comes down to, nigga. When Kyrie Irving put up that tweet, it was LeBron. Oh, I don't think you should have did that. That's what they need this nigga for. Because you niggas are going to follow it. And the rest of us got to deal with the bullshit because you distracted. So hell yeah, I'm going to talk about LeBron. I'm going to talk about Jay-Z. I'm going to talk about Obama. I'm going to talk about the Democrat Party. And I'm going to talk about any jive chicken fed nigga, TD Jakes or whatever, that's put out there as a Judas goat to mislead black people. Yes. And if you don't like it, you can kiss my ass. So back to what we're talking about. Back to what we're talking about. So, yeah, sports is used for social engineering. But we got a legion of dingbat niggas that if you talk about their favorite boyfriend, well, you hating, and they can't hear nothing fucking else. Fuck out of here. Hell, Kobe was my favorite player, but I always knew the nigga was a cornball. You would never be like, you just ain't know that nigga Kobe corny to the motherfucker. I just like the way the nigga hooped. And then later on in life, as he got older, a lot of that wisdom, he started speaking a lot of wisdom the last 7 or 8 years of his life. And I was like, oh, Kobe got some wisdom. But that was after the championships. Before that, man, I don't give a fuck what Kobe did outside of winning championships. Nigga, just win some championships for the Lakers. I don't give a goddamn if you cheat on your wife. I don't give a goddamn if you cheat on your taxes. Just make sure we win that chip, nigga. Only thing I ever cared about when it comes to sports. I want my team to win. And outside of that, I don't give a fuck about nothing. Magic, my favorite player of all time. See, I learned when I was 10 years old. When I got home from school on that fateful September day and Magic announced that he had to retire because he had AIDS, man, I cried. Magic was my hero. We thought Magic was going to die. We thought Magic was going to die. Nigga, that hurt. And I learned then, if Magic can get AIDS, any of these athletes can get any goddamn thing. Why am I going to put my heart into this? And just earlier that year, holly if you hear me, LA Raider fans, Bo Jackson broke his hip. Like, man, my heroes, Bo Jackson broke his hip, and he ain't ever going to play football again? And Magic got AIDS? Nigga, I was 10, and I was pouting like, and my dad was like, hey, stop all that, stop all that. And my dad put me in check, and I realized, you know what? Man, fuck these athletes. Only thing I give a damn about is if they lead my team to victory or not. Outside of that, I don't give a fuck about none of these niggas. But you niggas would sniff LeBron James's draws before. You will have two choices. You'll see a black woman over there and she needs help, or LeBron James has dropped his drawers in the street. You can either sniff his drawers or you can help this black woman over here, and you'll be like, And meanwhile, nigga, you failed the mission. So yes, that's why I'm talking about this, because it has a consequence. The social engineering I've been calling out that has now devolved into grown-ass men won the fucking Barbie doll. What kind of society are we if the men are having Barbie dolls? Black men, think about this. What kind of a threat is a society that tells Ja Morant that he can't do a gun gesture, but you can buy a Barbie doll? Fellas, let's think about that from a societal point of view. Do you understand what this exposure is, what we're talking about, is why I'm talking about this? From a societal point of view, the majority of men get worked up over a Barbie doll. We're in a competitive society where people come in to eat your lunch. You got people studying code 12 hours a day so they can own your job. You got people that are learning masonry to build. When this shit crumbles, they got the skills to build. You got people out there on a shooting range, getting better, throwing knives and ninja stars and shit. And you buying Barbie dolls. And you can only be emotionally worked up when your favorite boyfriend isn't called the greatest thing of all time. Think about that. All of this social engineering has consequences. And we saw the appreciate that, G. Mars. And we saw the consequences when the 2020 rebellion hit. You saw America waking up. And America takes our lead as black people. We're the leaders. America from April to June. Go back to April through June, early July, 2020. America was waking up. Me and my wife were sitting in the living room. You heard ambulance. You heard fire. Police cars going up. Didn't shit even happen in L.A. and police cars every 20 minutes. Do you guys not remember that? Who remembers spring 2020 and how hot shit was getting and how there were changes being made? Up until when? Up until we done playing basketball. And the minute black men got focused on basketball and not Sandra Bland and not Freddie Gray and not reparations, we went right back to sleep. Tell me I'm lying. They give you your stars. So when it's time for disruption, when it's time for things to work in the favor of the people, they send these stars out there to say, hey, come over here instead. That's how the grand design works, people. That's the only reason why celebrities exist in today's format. It wasn't always like that, but it's been like that since the 60s. When they saw what Muhammad Ali, when they saw what Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, Jim Brown, when they saw what Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown alone, what those two black men could do, just those two. When they saw what Paul Robeson was doing the generation before that, yep, no. We need our niggas. We need to make sure that whoever we push to the front is going to be our nigga. See, they're going to always shit on Isaiah Thomas, because if you listen to Isaiah Thomas talk, he'll tell you that we are the native black people. The black people in America are the natives to this land. That's how Isaiah Thomas talks when you get into his mind. If you hear him talk about more than basketball, he's going to talk to you about how we as a people are special people, and we're indigenous to this land. So no, we're not gonna push. We're gonna act like he don't exist, even though he beat Michael Jordan's ass 3 times. He still got 3-1 on Mike. Hell, the NBA had to soften the rules for Michael Jordan to get past Detroit. No hand checking. Well, we still have hand. They took the hand checking rules, but they took it from Jordan before they took it from everyone else. Everyone else get hand checked. Jordan style. They had to give you a Judas goat. And you shouldn't feel no kind of way. If I'm saying something about the guy that you like and this offends you, then you need to question your relationship with the guy that you like, not me. I ain't the one that put the nigga out front. I'm talking about a system at work. And if you're not mature enough to listen to a conversation about a system at work, then that's just on you. I do not apologize, nor will I change. So, somebody said, was it called the Jordan rules? What do you mean Jordan rules? The Pistons had rules. They had Worthy rules. They had Dominique Wilkins rules. They had Larry Bird rules. They had Kevin McHale rules. They had Magic rules. All the rules was to take away that, to do whatever it took to make that person not effective. And Magic, Bird, Worthy, Mikal, they faced the full brunt of Detroit's fouls. The NBA started calling fouls when Jordan got hit. Worthy didn't get that treatment. The Jordan rules was Jordan got to go down that paint without getting touched, while the rest of the NBA had to deal with Hacksaw Jim Duggan defense from them niggas. Go listen to Isaiah Thomas talk about every the star on the other team. There were rules to stop their effectiveness. And every team has that. Yeah, they act like Kurt Flood doesn't exist. Kurt Flood's the reason why free agency even happens. They act like he didn't even exist. No, the Jordan rules are not more prominent. Now, if you mean prominent, meaning that Jordan lost to their asses three times, then okay. You mean more effective? Okay. Jordan couldn't take the beating? Because James Worthy scored 42 on their monkey asses game 7 of the finals. And he was getting hacked left. James Worthy was getting clotheslined. Yeah, that was part of the, right in the 80s, not prepared to get close like part. Jordan was the first one that the NBA started lightening the rules for. They didn't change the rules for Magic. They didn't change the rules for Bird, nigga, what? Bird, Magic, Kareem, Isaiah, Dominique Wilkins, they all had to deal with it. 90, 89, 90? Nah, y'all can't touch MJ. Y'all can't touch MJ. Y'all can't touch MJ. And this is the other excuse Jordan fans use. Detroit had a squad. Nigga, yes. The Bulls weren't bummed. The Bulls had Charles Oakley and Pippen. And then furthermore, when the Bulls started winning, it was the same thing. They just beat weaker teams. They beat Patrick Ewing and nobody else. John Starks was playing in the CBA the year before he was playing against. In 1990, John Starks was in the minor leagues. 91, 92, he's playing against Jordan and Ewing. With Ewing, as Ewing's second best player. Somebody who was just bagging groceries last week was Ewing's second best player. Reggie Miller never had a squad. What? Another nigga Jordan played against had a squad when he started winning. The only time Jordan ran up against a squad was the 95 Orlando Magic, and the 95 Orlando Magic whooped his motherfucking ass the same way Isaiah did. Y'all niggas love acting like 95 didn't exist. Oh, he was rusty. He was dropping 55 points on the Knicks. He wasn't that goddamn rusty. He just ran up against a better squad. Yeah, Horace Grant, nigga, what? Jordan played against a whole bunch of no squads. And then people are like, he the greatest. Stop it. This nigga Kobe had to play against the motherfucking Spurs 6 times. And Kobe beat them 4 of them 6 times. Kobe had to play against the fucking Spurs to get to the finals. The Spurs own better than any team Jordan faced. Jordan's whole 6-run championship run. The Spurs are better than any team Jordan faced all 6 of them championships. That's a fact, nigga. Anyway, back to what we talking about. But we see the lie is crumbling. The lie, we're starting to see what it is. They put a Barbie doll out there on y'all asses. And you niggas is like, ooh. They telling you exactly what it is. And then to go further into the lie that's crumbling that people are seeing through. On what we first started talking about the bags in China that people think are European. We're talking about the sports lie where they're pushing this bullshit. You see that shit's crumbling? What else is crumbling? You see the right wingers and the left wingers. They're all at each other's necks and throats. Megyn Kelly, Jason Whitlock going at Stephen A. Smith. You're starting to see the right wing party form a circular firing motion. The right wingers. They're starting to shoot each other. They're starting to see it's not what it is. Then on the left side, the left wing is starting to go at it. The left side is mad at Bill Maher. Bill Maher went to go glaze Trump. Look at this.
Down, make of it
this
what you will. I
off.
Never felt I had to walk on eggshells around him. And honestly, I voted for Clinton and Obama, but I would never feel comfortable talking to them the way I was able to talk with Donald Trump. That's just how it went down. Make of it what you will. Me, I feel it's emblematic of why the Democrats are so unpopular these days. He was even okay when I checked him on the orangutan.
So you got Bill Maher that's now, you know, pro, on the Trump side, and it's pissing off the left side. Look at this video, this picture I saw. I saw this shit. Somebody did this AI photo. So you starting to see the left side turn in on itself too. And it's all, the lie's been exposed. I saw this video. It's been exposed. This nigga's a cornball. Y'all see this?
Leave all I need in my mother. Leaving this crib just trying to hide my shoes and all that. Like, I won't just leave. All I need is my mother. All I need is my mother. Wallet and phones. I took her slippers. Not time to play with these bitches, man. This is why.
So you got this man that's damn near 50 years old getting with chicks. He's 50 years old and he still hasn't learned which chicks to fuck with and which ones not to. Apparently, some woman took his clothes while he was in the shower. And he still hasn't learned his lessons on how to choose the chicks that he deal with. And on furthermore, players fuck up. Players can make mistakes. It can happen to any of you single niggas out there. But to go live and talk about it and put your business out there for the world to see, that's just another level of ratchet. We've seen that these niggas is corny. All these people that we thought was cool, I've been telling you a long time, when it got to the late 90s into the early 2000s, that's when Black America's B and C class got to the head of the line. Before that, pre-mid 90s on back, only the A class musicians and rappers and singers are the ones that we got to see. We only got to see the best singers, the best rappers, that had the best lyrics, the best content, that could talk about a range of things. Then around the time of the late 90s, when that Bad Boy era, when that started to come up, when the Diplomat era and the Nelly era, the Usher era, you started to see the Omarion B2K era. You really started to see, like, the second and third and fourth best Black person get pushed to the top. And it was an era, and I was there. You guys can't tell me shit about that era because I was in high school and college during that time. That was the millennial era, the era from us millennials. That was our music. And I should not have been able to see through the bullshit because it was targeting me and my age demographic at that time. And even when it was coming out, I was like, man, it's a whole bunch of bullshit ass artists at the top right now. Yeah, money, cars, sex, and drugs. The American Negro said, quick question, why did you ever see Plants when he posted it in Inglewood for like 3 months? No, I didn't see him. But you're right. This nigga's 50 doing 20-year-old shit. First off, I'm going to look at a 50-year-old nigga. You still fucking with chicks that's taking your shit? I'm sorry. Even when I was single, you can smell certain levels of crazy on these brides. And if you 50 years old, you should have a certain level of game and experience to know womp versus wamp. You dig? But just say you mess up. Players do fuck up. You go live and talk about it? to me, I just saw this video today. It was like, what that did was, it got me, I was watching another video and they're talking about the Millennium Tour. I was watching some videos on another channel that they were talking about. A lot of people were really, really disappointed so far this year in the Millennium Tour. Let me put it up right here. People are walking out. You know, they're talking about how bad the show was. And this is all around the country. This is Trey Songz, Omarion, Bow Wow, Boosie. Basically, what you see here, these were the pop artists of that time. And, well, Boosie was never pop. He always had a genuine, like, following from his people. But when you're talking about Sammy, Bobby V, Ray J, or Trey Songz, Omarion, Bow Wow, this is the shit that they tried to push on us. Bow Wow, I give him somewhat of a pass because he was actually a dope-ass rapper as a kid. So I'm not even going to front on Bow Wow, even though I never liked his music. He was a dope-ass child rapper. I'm going to give him credit for that. I'm not going to allow my perception of him being a fucking cornball to get in the way of that. But we dealing with Trey Songz, R. Kelly knockoff. I remember when he came in, when Trey Songz, right as he was buzzing, I was working a nightclub security in Hollywood, and he came and sang. And I was like, who's this dude? Who's this fake-ass R. Kelly? It's like 07. And then I was just like, here go another one. Just another, no disrespect, but when you, out of the pantheon of singers that Black America produces, Trey Songz is probably the ninth best alto in the Mississippi Mass Choir. You know, I judge everything based off the Mississippi Mass Choir, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, the Jametta Rose Choir. I judge singers based off of that, off the choirs, not the pop standard, because the pop standard has always been bullshit. I base it off church. And in church, can't none of these motherfuckers make the cut. Ray J, and then Omarion. Even back then when they were out, I always looked at Omarion and B2K. They were like, to me, always like a gimmicky novelty group, you know? And I know that we're basically the same age and their music was to my generation. That was always like Immature, B2K, Omar. That was just, to me, I would never even put him in a discussion. You notice how I'll talk about Usher, I'll talk about Beyonce, and use them as examples as to when music went wrong, and they deserve that. But I talk about them because I still at least, you know, respect what they do enough to talk about them. I don't bring Omarion up because I never took him serious. He was a gimmick. And so what you're hearing is this tour is shit. People are complaining. Only people I'm hearing positive reviews from is Bow Wow. You got Plies on this tour. Plies, that's one cornball, corny ass nigga. And so this is showing you, talking about this, we're seeing the BS. This was the generation. Now, usually when you get 20, 25 years after something came out, that's when it reaches classic status. Well, we're seeing that the popular artists of that time, they were bullshit to begin with. Not saying it wasn't great era, because the great music of that time didn't get the push. The Jaguar Wrights, the Erykah Badus, they didn't get the mainstream push. The Music Soul Childs of that time. And rest in peace, Dwayne Wiggins. And, you know, these weren't mainstream pushed artists. The ones who were still putting on great shows today, D'Angelo's and all of them, they were never mainstream. They were always played to the side. Oh, that's Neo Soul. Oh, that's them conscious guys. That's how they was played during the time. The industry was pushing these niggas. The industry is pushing these niggas, Ray J's and all them. This is who the industry wanted us to believe R&B was, late 90s, 2000s. Yeah, rest in peace, Angie Stone. You know, India IRE. The industry wasn't pushing them. There was some semblance of radio still around in the early 2000s, so local radio, we found them. And but those are the people who you're never going to hear these reviews from in the show today. This nigga said, industry soy boy puppets. But these were the novelty acts. And we're seeing 20 years later that the novelty acts can't hold people's attention. Yes, American Negro News, I most definitely saw Prince when he did the 25 shows at the Forum. Yes, I went to 3 of the shows. I went one time. That was right before Whitney Houston died. I went to one of the Prince shows, and Whitney Houston and Chaka Khan got on stage. And I got like a bad picture because that picture was taken from like that was before I got an iPhone, I think. No, I was like iPhone. It was like my iPhone 4, whatever iPhone was out back then. Yeah, I was on iPhone back then. Let me see if I can find that picture. I'll show it to y'all if I can find that blurry picture. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, it's a blurry picture. Oh, no, was this taken on my BlackBerry? 2011. I think I was still on a BlackBerry. No, I was still on a BlackBerry. Went to the picture. But while I wait for that picture to come up, I'm trying to airdrop it to myself. I'll move on. Man, Prince was out here in 2011 before gentrification hit. Prince was out here and he was selling tickets for $25. $25. This is like my iPhone picture. I mean, that's a BlackBerry picture. That's Prince. And at the same time, Whitney Houston and Chaka Khan came out on stage. Just like right before. But I had some cool seats. These seats was like $25. But again, this is a BlackBerry. This is a BlackBerry camera. Either that or it was my Sidekick. It was either my BlackBerry or my Sidekick. Yeah, but that was Prince. But yeah, we're talking about the lie is crumbling. The lie is crumbling on all different levels right in front of our faces. And I'm gonna take some calls in a little bit. But before I do that, I need y'all to make sure y'all go to intellectualpower.net. Intellectualpower.net and type in the product code Dewan B. Get 10% off of your intellectual power. Link is in the description. This here keeps my mind sharp. Woo! Can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. I fucks with intellectual power. Also got peace pass for the ladies and the LeBron James fans. Y'all get the peace. I'm pretty sure y'all can use the peace pass too. And we also got 2 events coming in Compton, May 2nd and 3rd. We need to join you. It's free events in Compton, reproductive health, and also a conversation about those things that Brother Reza cannot talk about online. Reza and some doctors are going to be there to talk about that thing that y'all know that they don't like them talking about. That's going to be a live Q&A in Compton. Tickets are free, but you got to sign up and register. The link is in the description bar, all right? Yeah, intellectual power is official. You right about that, brother. You're right about that. So we're talking about all of these things that are coming up. Also, you're seeing, again, these fights that are going on. Jason Whitlock has been flipping out over Stephen A. Smith saying he's running for president. Stephen A. Smith, I don't think that that's a good idea. We don't really fuck with you the way you think people fuck with you. You're a circus clown. You're the loud, angry Negro, and you don't have a shot at no motherfucking presidency. You dig? You dig? But we're starting to see the shit, and we're seeing the lines crumble down right in front of us. It all falls down. Oh, what kind of a marketer am I? Hey, y'all, it's for real this time. I've had a couple missteps on my podcast before, but I just created a new podcast on Apple and Spotify. And it's on iHeart. And basically, it's going to be an upload of our shows that we have here. So if you miss any parts and you rather listen on podcasts, I need, or as the LA podcast niggas say, podcasts. That's for you LA niggas. Podcasts. Here we go, right here. At Dewan B. Go to at Dewan B on Spotify. At Dewan B on, no, not Skype, on Spotify. Here you go. On Apple. At Dewan B on all the different, the Amazon one. At Dewan B. I was getting high with one of my mods. Reggie, y'all know Reggie Edwards in the chat. That nigga had, I don't know, Reggie, I don't know what the fuck that was you had me smoking, but the combination of that and what I had, nigga, that shit had me high than a motherfucker. I came back home and I went right to work. He was talking to me about how he listened to a lot of his shows on podcasts. I listen to mostly all of my content. I listen on YouTube. I don't really listen to Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So I never think to upload there. But it's been on my mind real heavy the last 3 or 4 weeks to start uploading the podcasts, as these LA niggas say. It's been on my mind. So I was getting high with Reggie yesterday. He was like, man, and we're listening to All the Smoke on podcasts. I was like, they on podcasts? He was like, oh, yeah, that's my first. I was like, yeah, people really do listen to podcasts. I'm like, yeah, I got to get, it's been on my mind to get more serious with it. So y'all saw the old Hotepis channel. In instance, all of my shows that I do, go here, I watch here. If you want to watch the replay, listen to the replay in long form. As soon as I'm done, I'm uploading them into podcasts on Spotify and Apple Music. And anywhere podcasts can be found. All right. But I want to know y'all point of view on what we're talking about. We're seeing things happen in real time. We're seeing that the lies and the illusions are coming free. And I want to know if y'all saying the same thing as me. Call in 323-744-7425. 323-744-7425. Reggie, you in the chat? Oh, yeah, he's got me a pre-roll. He just sent me a text. It's pre-roll. All right, cool. So I want to add to iHeartRadio. I did add one of them up to iHeartRadio, but iHeartRadio, this with the program that I got, it doesn't automatically go to iHeartRadio with my uploads. So I'm not going to be doing extra uploads to iHeartRadio. But anywhere podcasts is at RSS.com. You'll see. Can y'all see? Listen on. Oh, yeah. Okay, it is on iHeart. iHeart Radio, True Fans, Fountain, Pandora, Amazon Music, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. At Dewan B on all of those different platforms. So listen to my podcasts. Ah, shit. But we're sitting here. Let me put it up here. Yeah. I was saying I'm going to have to start using Teams. What is this? Are you working? I don't think the phone line is going to work because it's making me download Teams. Hold on. If you call in, I don't know because it's saying I can't use Skype anymore. This bitch told me I had till May. This thing just said you have till May. Now I'm literally downloading in the middle of this show right now. Install. Let's see if I'm going to be able to pull it up. Hold on. Because it's kicking me off Skype. Is it going to be the same number? I don't know what's going on with this. This is it. Podcast, this is incriminating yourself for content. Make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you hit the share button. Yeah, Skype is done with. Let me see here. Yeah, Skype is done with, but they're making me switch off the Teams. So I don't think this is going to work right now because it may literally make me do this now.